Heads up, this episode contains talk of substance abuse.
Please be advised.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And this is Even the Rich. Over the last four episodes, we've followed the journey of the one and only Rocket Man.
That's right. Elton John is truly one of a kind. From his sold-out concerts to his unparalleled stage get-ups to his notorious flower budget, Elton and Iconic go hand in hand. Not to mention, the work he's done for the LGBTQ plus community is the stuff of legends, truly.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's only fitting that we chat with another LGBTQ plus legend, the Queen of Hearts herself, Jujubee. Now, Juju has been slaying for years, but she's best known for being a fan favorite on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, she's competed not once, not twice, not even three times. She was on the show four times and was crowned Miss Congeniality for being the kindest and most helpful queen.
Yeah, I can attest to that. She's so kind. She's so helpful. I got to sit down with her to talk about her new show, Queen of Hearts, and all about Elton's best looks, what it means to reach icon status in the LGBTQ plus community, and what it's like to deal with substance use issues in the limelight.
And sadly, I did not get to sit down with the absolute queen that is Jujubee because I was traveling, but it sounds like it was an amazing interview.
Yeah, she's actually the third host of Even the Rich. I forgot to mention that.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I was not consulted, but that's fine.
Jujubee, I had such a blast with you on Rich and Daily a few weeks ago, and I'm so excited that you're back with us for Even the Rich.
Thank you for having me, and I'm so glad to be here with you. I love you.
Yes, same.
I think there's a connection here, Arisha. I do.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. I call it soul-like connection, and it's here,
yes.
And it's present.
Yes. So we've got a lot to talk about today, including your new show, Queen of Hearts, which I'll eventually be on, I think we decided, on Rich and Daily.
We're already working on it over here.
But let's start with the man we're here to talk about today, Sir Elton John. Mm. He's a trailblazer in the LGBTQ community. He's an advocate, and he's even made an appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder, has Elton John been an inspiration to you in any way? And if so, how?
Absolutely. Elton is just Elton. He's never hidden himself. And I mm-hmm. think that's really important because the representation yeah. of queerness is so important, especially for when I was a kid. You know, I just needed mm-hmm. something out there that I yeah. could find a connection to. And seeing yeah. Elton just be open and honest about who he was and just
yeah.
be unapologetically queer and happy.
Yeah.
I felt yeah. that it creates space for that kid, me, that felt mm-hmm. like there was nothing out there for him. You know, my first experience with Elton was actually when Princess Diana passed. And it was the first thing that I saw on television where every time you flip the channel, that's all that it was. And Candle in the Wind was, I was nine. And mm-hmm. Elton did a performance of it. I went out and I bought the single at Kmart. I saved up money
Kmart.
For it. I was the gayest little kid. And I was like, I need this because I love Princess Diana and I'm obsessed yeah. with Elton John.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm always just blown away by people who are unapologetically themselves mm-hmm. when it's very unpopular to be so.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, like, I feel like, you know, in this day and age, it's a little bit easier to be who you are.
Yeah.
And when people were being who they are in a time when, you know, really terrible things happen, it's just, it's that much more courageous mm-hmm. and just inspiring.
Absolutely.
Now, okay, I got to ask this question and I'm going to answer it because I love to answer my own questions. Do you have a favorite Elton John song and why is it Candle in the Wind?
It's Candle in the Wind. It is. I just felt the emotion. And as a queen and as a performer, I mm-hmm. want somebody to feel when I perform.
Yeah.
They could be angry about it. They could be happy, mad, sad, whatever. But I just want you to feel, because the human experience is so important. And that was the first time for me watching a performer on television where I felt something and I teared up like as a child.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that resonated with me. Like there was just power in his performance.
Do you remember what was going on in your life at the time? Like what was resonating with you?
I got back home from school. I think this was like at the beginning of my questioning of my difference from other people. Mm-hmm. And I felt really lost. But the tragedy happened with Princess Diana passing away and with Elton John just kind of being this beacon, like this man who just went out there and just performed his heart out. That made me feel like there was belonging for me.
I just think that it's so powerful that it happened when you were so young, because I feel like as kids, like we end up being isolated just because we're kids and we don't have as much autonomy. So that you were able to have this connection at such a young age, I think is really powerful.
Oh, Juju's always been open and honest about her feelings, honey.
Hell yeah, she has.
She was born with baggage.
Oh my gosh, that hits home. So I'll go out on a branch here and say the many things that you two have in common is that you occupy this icon status in the LGBTQ community. I mean, we're talking about Elton, but you have been such an important inspiration to others.
That is, first of all, for you to say that and put me in the same sentence as Elton John, I feel so honored and thank you. Like I said earlier, like I think queer kids always search for belonging, and they always search for somebody who they could recognize themselves in whatever way. And for me specifically, I've had so many AAPI queer kids tell me that I have given them this space to just be themselves, because it can be hard. Like I'm at the intersection of being Asian, left-handed, a man, feminine, a drag queen, American, Laotian. You know, there's I'm not just one thing. And I think that's what makes it so special, because I represent myself, but a lot of different parts.
Right. Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I think we've touched on just a little bit, but you and Elton have come up in such different times. Elton John's time, you know, in the 70s and 80s compared to today. Mm-hmm. What do you think has changed in terms of who gets to reach that icon status you both have achieved and what it takes to get there?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if it wasn't for someone like Elton, I don't think that I'd be able to do what I do now with such openness and care and love, you know, because as humans, we keep evolving, and the way we love evolves and how we see things evolve. And I know that Elton has lived an insane, beautiful life. I know they're sober, you know, so to hear stories like that from somebody who's in such a power position, these are true, real human stories. And I appreciate that, because I know what I've learned in the process of me myself becoming sober is that it's about progress and not perfection. And to allow other people into the space and to share your stories, I think is so important, because it does help people who want that life.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think about my uncle, who he passed away in the 90s, but he was gay and he got, you know, discharged from the Navy for being gay. And I just, it's one of those things when, you know, this kind of stuff comes up, I just wonder what his life could have been like if he, you know, hadn't caught HIV in a time when there wasn't treatment like there is now. And just, it's just, it's one of those things where I know we have a long way to go still, but I'm just glad that the world, there are people like you that are telling people like my uncle that it's okay to be who you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all share this planet. We all just want to exist and be loved and share love and feel every single version of an emotion, because that is the human experience. Like, what's the reason that we're here? We're just to grow these energies and transfer it into another space. Because I think, you know, we all die one day, right? But I think energy just transforms. Like, we're never gone.
Absolutely. So you watched Princess Diana's funeral. Mm-hmm. You heard Candle in the Wind. That was the beginning. Did you go on to buy more Elton tracks? Like, where did you go from there in terms of music? And you still were an Elton fan.
You know what's insane is my music in the 90s for me, like when I was a kid, was everything. I was like, I was obsessed with R&B. I loved Kathy Dennis. I went back and listened to Tiny Dancer and I Wish I Could Dance. I still wish I could dance.
But
that music was, it was like the last decade of like music. You know, it was like full on like 5 minute songs. It's not like today where it's like 30 seconds of this. Like, I still like to listen to music that tells you a complete story and it takes you on a ride. And everything that Elton does is that.
Yeah. I mean, they're full on stories. Mm-hmm. You start at the beginning of a song and by the end you're like, oh my gosh, that was a ride.
Yeah. And then you rewind the cassette tape and listen to it again.
Did you ever have to use those pencils to like roll back?
Yes. Yep. The kids will never know. They never know.
They never will.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank?
Literally always.
Okay. Well, the new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look, and it comes in luxe gold packaging. It feels incredibly high-end, but it is a lot more affordable.
Oh, yeah. The Panorama Mascara lives up to its name by giving your lashes panoramic volume and a fully fanned-out look. Its tapered mascara wand catches every single lash, including those hard-to-reach corner lashes. When I do wear makeup, I do the bare minimum, and that's usually eyeliner and mascara and lip gloss. Yeah. And so mascara has to really pop.
Yes.
And let me tell you, L'Oreal, this baby pops.
Yeah. I do love the packaging. Like, I'm all about that.
So if you're looking for an affordable mascara that gives you voluminous, lengthened lashes, you can buy the Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
So as a listener of Even the Rich, you know that audio piques the imagination, which is why we're so excited for Audible's new collection of exclusive thrillers. They feature captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances that really bring the story to life.
Oh, yeah. The next listen on my list is the psychological thriller, The Silent Patient.
Ooh.
So it's all about a therapist who tries to unravel the mystery of a woman who refuses to talk or give any explanation as to why she shot her husband. I mean, it's going to be the perfect binge listen, and you know I love my thrillers.
I can agree. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
Yeah, new members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/eventherich or text eventherich to 500-500.
That's audible.com/eventherich or text eventherich to 500-500 to get started.
There's a lot. So, Juju, besides both of you being undeniable icons, something else you and Elton have in common is a pretty big thing, and that's sobriety. Can you tell us a little bit about your decision to stop drinking?
Oh, my gosh. I was using drinking as my safety net for every moment that I felt uncomfortable. And I finally woke up one day and I said, you have to change this. This is not the life that you're meant to live. I met a really amazing person at a bar one night, and it was Pride in Boston. And I asked him if he wanted a drink. And he said, no, it's a thing for me. And I'm so glad he said that, because it clicked. I said, oh my gosh, maybe it's a thing for me too. And I said, can I give you my number and call you in a week? Like, can we do that? And he's like, yeah, take your time. So I spent a whole week just getting messy, because I knew that this was going to be the last messy moment of me, you know? And I tell people all the time that I used to be a drunk mess, but now I'm just a sober mess. But at least I can control the mess and I can clean it up and I can take responsibility. And it was because of that person that told me about themselves and shared themselves with me that I knew that I was in the same boat and I could find the help.
Wow.
It's crazy, right? And when I realized that the control that I had was powerful and I could take charge, that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to change the people, the places, and the things that I do. I'm going to look for help because I am not God. You know, I'm going to, because a lot of people who suffer from any of the isms, we think that we are the ones that are in charge. When we allow ourselves to just let go and let God, the universe takes care of things. And sometimes the moments that I felt were so treacherous and terrible were actual moments that the universe said, okay, it's time to move, baby. Like, I'm pushing you away. I'm removing these people. It's going to hurt right now, but you'll see that your life is going to change. And I'm telling you this because 5 years ago, I would have never thought that I'd be sitting here talking to you about my podcast, Queen of Hearts. Like, it was never in my mind, right? But now I get to actually do things that I feel are helpful, not only for me, but for other people, because my whole like drag career, all I've wanted to do was show people that love is real. Love exists and it comes in many different forms. And that's what I am. You know, I'm good juju and I want to show the world that.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I think one of the coolest things that I've been able to navigate is actually still doing all the rituals that I used to do when I was drinking. I take shots of soda water. I do, and because I still want to be a part of the ritual, and it's not triggering for me. And I found myself last week putting salt on my hand. I had a lime slice, and I did my fake tequila shot with the queens, and I still felt like I was present and I was there. And the queens also appreciate it because there's no judgment in that, you know.
Yeah,
they were getting drunk, and I was getting juju drunk, which was not drunk.
Honestly, I'm a big fan of juju drunk. I think that sounds like a blast.
Juju drunk is fun. Like it's water.
Yeah,
water and love.
Then you get a juju sober mess. Like, it's just the perfect combination.
Yeah, I'm still a mess. I'm just a sober one.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You said something about people with isms that they think that they can take care of it. They can fix it. They can control it. And it's just so funny because I have two therapists, and one of my therapists has said the same thing to me many times. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wait, someone who's not my therapist is saying this to me too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's the universe unlocking things for us. And I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe in mistakes. I think all of us right now are supposed to be exactly where we are. And this conversation was meant to happen. And it's just how I live my life. And I don't know. I project just love and happiness. Like, even when I'm in like a shit mood, I talk myself out of it.
Wow.
And but that's learned behavior. You know that, right?
It is, for sure.
We spend a long time like saying all the negative things, but we can do the same thing with positivity and self-love.
Absolutely. Yeah. My other therapist, weirdly, they're both coming up now, tells me, don't believe everything you think. So I like have that on my whiteboard to remind myself, because good Lord, I think all kinds of ridiculous things.
Oh, my therapist used to tell me, Juju, you are not your feelings.
That's good.
And I was like, what do you mean? I am. And he was like, no, girl, you are not your feelings. These feelings are fleeting. Like, they come and go. Just identify that this is here right now. Let it go, because the next one's going to come up.
Yeah. They do keep coming.
Mm-hmm. And they'll never, like, they will always keep coming. It's the beauty in this is how we respond to the same kind of situation or emotion. And when you can respond differently, it's growth. And that's when you're ready for real love.
Yes. And not to toot my own horn again, really push myself.
Oh, you better toot your own horn.
I have been reacting. Even my therapist was like, you know, something that came up, she was like, a year ago, your reaction would have been very different. Mm-hmm. So if that doesn't tell you I'm ready to be on Queen of Hearts, I don't know what does, but I'm ready for love.
You are so ready. And you know, this is the coolest thing about Queen of Hearts. The people who come in and are looking for love themselves so much. So they're in a space where they can share themselves holy with the other person. Yeah. It's not, yeah. they're not looking to be fixed. There's nothing broken. They just are right. looking for a partner in crime to share space and grace with.
Yeah. Yeah. So Elton John became sober in 1990 mm-hmm. and he's spoken a lot about how grateful he is to have gotten the help from others mm-hmm. that he needed to get clean mm-hmm. and stay clean. We covered a lot of his addiction in our series. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, Juju, did you find any inspiration from Elton John on your journey with sobriety?
Oh, absolutely. You know what it is? It's knowing that somebody like Elton can be so open and honest about the vulnerable moments in their life.
Yeah. And I wonder, because I imagine that being sober comes with particular challenges mm-hmm. in your line of work.
Oh, yes. All the time.
So what has that been like navigating, you know, the challenges of being who you are mm-hmm. in the environments that you are in mm-hmm. while remaining sober?
It's become a lot easier. Okay. But at the beginning, it was really difficult. And it was really yeah. difficult because I was so used to living my life a certain way that I had to relearn everything. I had to like throw everything away and then just kind of build myself up again, because I'm not the same person that I was 5 years ago. You know, my first time performing sober, I think it was actually in Arkansas. And it was Pride. It was at a place called C4. They were so loving and kind. And they knew that I was sober, because that night I was like, hey, I don't drink anymore. Like, can we just keep that away from me? This is my first gig back. They were so supportive. And it was the first time I felt present on stage. The first time. And it was a gift.
And how long had you been performing up until there?
Oh, gosh, then? Like 10 years. Wow. 10, 15
so 10
years?
Years?
Yeah, it was a long time.
And the first time, wow.
The first time I felt present and not artificial.
Wow, what was that like?
I went backstage and I cried, and it was happy tears, because it was almost like I took off this like really heavy coat that I've been carrying.
Yes.
And it
yes.
was all like childhood trauma that wasn't really mm-hmm. mine. It was like passed yeah. on to me by my parents or situations that I had no control over. And I've even heard people tell me, like, in the most negative way, oh my gosh, Juju, you've changed. And my reply is, absolutely I have. It's intentional. This is what I want for myself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think sometimes when other people who are not comfortable in their world see mm-hmm. somebody else working mm-hmm. towards themselves, they react in a way where it's like, why are you changing? That's so crazy.
Yep.
Why do you want to
yep.
be different? Could you imagine 90-year-old Jujubee still drunk and messy at a club, living the same boring drunk life that she used to live in the 20s? You know, like, could you imagine that?
Oh my gosh. No. It is so true, because people, it's weird when people, the reaction is you've changed always has that negative connotation.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you kidding me? I don't want to be
yeah.
I don't want to be the 20-year-old version of myself in college.
Yeah. We're supposed to change. It's growth.
Yeah. There's a reason that those people are called the ones that peaked in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not something you want to carry with you.
No, not me.
No.
Oh, baby, I'm blossoming now. And I'm 38,
oh,
you know?
Yes. Yes. I know. It's just, it's one of those things where I'm like, each year is just getting better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But Elton has, you know, spoken about how terrifying it was for him to perform sober for the first time.
Yes, I get this.
And what I didn't realize is he actually took a full year off from performing after he got out of rehab.
Mm.
And I'm wondering, did you have any fears about this? You know,
yes.
being Jujubee, but sober?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because my brain was always chasing this high.
Yeah.
I was always chasing that first high. And I came to the realization when I started performing sober again that high was never the fake high that I was giving myself. It was actually like a spiritual high. And when you can tap into that and connect with that, you don't need anything else. I mean, I believe that's why they call, you know, liquor spirits. So when you have the actual real spirit in you, you don't need the fake ones. Does that make sense?
It does. But I'm going to need to attend class with Professor Juju. I need to know, how do we tap into this confidence without booze? Like, it feels like such a crutch.
It does. It was for me. And I'm not saying this is true for everybody, because people have fun when they go out, you know. Mine was just uncontrollable. I, like, would drink the bar closed, you know? And then I would be like, where is the next place? And it never worked for me, because I never felt great the next day. And I don't like not being in control in how I respond to things.
So then, Juju, you seem very comfortable with this. You seem like you have gotten a good handle on it. Do you have a message for drag performers who are themselves struggling with sobriety or the decision to become sober?
Oh, I reach out to me. Talk to somebody. There's always a space for a sober queen. You don't always have to be drunk on stage. Experience the nerves, because that's what it was for me. I would say, gosh, I'm so nervous. Let me have a drink to loosen up. But just feel it, because like I said, they're fleeting. Those nerves are there for a reason. It's human. Just experience that. And I think the journey is important. And you don't have to be perfect either. Like, you know, my sobriety isn't linear. I've had moments of doubt. But, like, if you fall, it's your responsibility to get back up. And I believe in you. That's what I want these queens to hear. I believe in you. And I'm here for you.
Life is busier than ever. It might be harder to find time these days to grocery shop, prep, and cook healthy and hearty meals. I get it. But Factor's got you covered.
Yeah, so Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are chef-crafted, dietitian approved, delivered right to your door, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Exactly. And Factor is tailored to your schedule. You can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. If you're traveling or still finishing up last week's meals, you can always pause or reschedule deliveries.
I mean, I know I've talked before about how much I love Factor, because it's just so easy.
And it doesn't taste like, you know, the microwavable meals you see, especially in rom-coms when we're trying to heighten and highlight how sad and pathetic this woman's life is?
Yeah.
They don't taste like that. They taste so good, as if you made them yourself or hired a chef. Head to factormeals.com/rich50 and use code rich50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code rich50 at factormeals.com/rich50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
We all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Optimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients. Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency. And in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Optimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories, promo code ifstories10, to get your Magnesium Breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's bioptimizers.com/ifstories, promo code ifstories10.
Okay, Juju, you have this amazing new podcast out on Wondery. It's called Queen of Hearts, and it's a dating show. Tell us everything about it.
Okay, I love Queen of Hearts. It is one of a kind. It's silly. There's fun, inappropriate games. I am literally the wing woman in this situation. We have one contestant, 3 contenders. They battle it out, and it's really cool because they don't see each other ever. You know, not until I decide to tell them to turn on the cameras. We play these fun games. It's like these huge icebreakers, and they don't learn everything about each other. You know, it's just a little bit of information. And just through voice, that's where the attraction happens. And in the space, I can tell when there's chemistry and I can tell when there's not. And I am so brutally honest that sometimes the contestants are like, oh my gosh, this isn't going to work for me. And ultimately, it's my decision whether or not I think they deserve a date because I'm paying for it.
Wow. I mean, that's fair. You're not going to just shell out money for some terrible connection.
No, not at all. And I'll tell them too, like, this isn't going to work, babe. Sorry. But thank you for coming to Queen of Hearts.
So, how soon do you know that this is, or like?
Sometimes the energy is palpable and immediate, and other times I even get really kind of confused because I get thrown off because, you know, we start off with like round one where they hear the voices and then we cut a person immediately. So they never actually meet the other person. And then two move on to the next step and we play games. And I'll tell you the confusing part. There are times where there's three of them there and I don't know if all three of them have a connection. And I'm trying to figure it out because I'm like, well, only one of you can move on to the next step. And it gets pretty wild because Queen of Hearts is not just one kind of love. You know, it's every kind of love. We're sex positive, body positive. Yes. It's inclusive. Yes. And that's why I think it's so important because people only see one kind of relationship in mass media. On Queen of Hearts, you see every different kind, and we've always existed. It's now we have the chance to share with the world exactly what type of relationship this specific one is.
I just love this. I love everything about it.
Thank you.
So we like to do these fun segments at the end of our interviews, and I know you're a fan of games because you play
games,
some
baby.
On Queen of Hearts, and who doesn't love a good game? So what's your favorite game that you play on your show?
Okay, I actually really, it's between two of them. It's the Bone Zone, which is a sex quiz that we ask, you know, super personal questions, and then the contenders have to guess whether or not it's true. And then this one's, the next one's pretty simple. It's called Say It Sexy, where I give you like the most boring phrase and I want you to say it in a really sexy manner. Like,
oh my God,
where are the paper towels?
You know? So like, where are the paper towels?
That was really hot.
Oh my God, I've got to get on this
and
show.
That's exactly how you play it.
Oh, I love that. What a genius game. Unfortunately, our game for you today is not remotely as fun, and it doesn't even have a good name. It's a classic Would You Rather.
Oh, I love
you
that
down
game.
To play a few rounds?
Let's play it.
Cool. Okay. Would you rather never be able to use fake eyelashes again or never be able to contour again?
Oh. Oh, I hate this.
Yeah, this does seem like torture, honestly.
Contour is so important for a queen, and lashes are so important as well. Now, here's my follow-up question. Can I use mascara?
Yes, you can use mascara as long as it's not one of those ones that, like, elongate your lashes, which they never do in my experience.
I know. I think I might choose contour over lashes. So I'll choose never to wear lashes again, but I'll be able to contour.
Okay. I still have not learned how to contour, so I would just throw that one away.
Well, I can help you with that.
Yeah, on the next episode of Queen of Hearts, we'll do a contouring segment and then sexy voice.
Oh, exactly.
Perfect. Okay, would you rather perform in Elton John's sparkly Dodgers uniform costume, but only for a small crowd, or get to perform for 400,000 people in Central Park, but you'd have to wear that Donald Duck costume Elton John wore when he performed there in 1980?
I would wear the Donald Duck outfit.
I feel like that would be so fun.
I would wear that outfit and perform for nobody. I just want to wear that outfit. That is high
You're
drag.
Like, I just need an audience of me.
No, it would be me, the mirror, and my two cats.
Perfect. See, that's my kind of show. I love that. Wait, what are your cats' names?
Mister and Pris, and I miss them so much. I can't wait to see them.
Mister and Pris.
Yeah, Mister's a big 26-pound cat, 15
oh
years old.
Oh my gosh.
Pris is a 9-pound kitty, and she's 13. And such a bitch.
Ugh. See, that's how pets should be.
They own me.
Yeah. Yes. As they should. They're just one of the last pure things in this world. So, okay, which would you rather inherit, Beyonce's stash of glittery leotards or J-Lo's collection of red carpet gowns?
Oh, I would fit in both beautifully. Let me see.
Hell yeah, you would.
Beyonce. Because it's Beyonce. Yeah, I know I want
That's fair.
I want the gowns from J-Lo. But it's...
Yeah.
But like Beyonce touched... Beyonce sweat in this? All right. I want this.
And you'd have an opening for when you finally meet her.
Oh my God. I'd be like, girl, do you remember this costume? And like, could you imagine me like walking up to Beyonce and being like, do you remember this? It fits.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Of the following two artists who have both collaborated with Elton John, who would you rather lip sync a duet with? Dua Lipa or RuPaul?
Oh, RuPaul. RuPaul
Didn't
is mother.
Think about it.
RuPaul is mother.
Okay, same question. George Michael or Eminem?
George Michael.
George Michael. Okay. Okay, and would you rather never be able to wear heels again or only ever be able to wear stilettos?
Oh, well, when I think of my feet, I never want to wear heels again.
Why have they not made them, like, good for your feet? It's 2022.
It's, you know, and stilettos on a queen looks really sexy in photos, but if you've ever seen me waddle with these shoes, it's like it takes a certain kind of confidence and acting ability to make it look like it doesn't hurt, but we're all dying down there.
I genuinely, like, every time I go to a drag show, my mouth is literally, and I'm not even kidding, like, literally open watching these absolute queens perform in, like, six inch shoes,
kicking, doing splits,
yes, jumping,
yeah,
like kneeling. My knees were just like, just watching.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Oh, I'm not a dancer. I just stand there and point. you know, I'm known for beauty and personality, not dance moves.
But, yeah, that's all you need, really.
Well, thank you. But those queens who go out there and kick and do all, I praise them because they are insane and amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the kind of person who I'll wear heels for at most 3 minutes, mm-hmm, and then those flip-flops come out, and that's the end of it.
Oh, you should see me at meet and greets. I always place myself, like, behind another queen so I can hide my feet.
Beautiful. Okay, last one. Would you rather walk the red carpet at the next Met Gala or win RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, win RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes. I agree. I think that would be way more fun. Yeah. The gal is so... Ugh,
well, you know, like, I feel like after I win RuPaul's Drag Race, they'll invite me to go walk.
You'll be at the Met Gala. Yeah. You'll probably be a co-chair,
honestly. I'll be like, hey, guys, it's Gigi's Met Gala. It's the Queen of Hearts Met Gala.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And that theme can be the Queen theme of Hearts. Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I'll get Anna Wintour on the phone after this. We'll make that happen.
Yeah, I'm going to text her now, too.
Okay, perfect. We should just do a group chat.
Like a trio FaceTime.
Yeah. Well, Juju, this has been absolutely a blast. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I love hearing about Queen of Hearts. I love talking to you. I cannot wait to be on the show, but also hear it.
Oh, I got you. And thank you so much. And, you know, you can listen to Queen of Hearts on all podcast platforms. And new episodes come out every Tuesday. You can listen to it like 1 week early on Amazon Music and Wondery Plus.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Even the Rich ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This episode was produced by Haley Gray and Peter Arcuni. Our audio engineer is Sergio Enriquez. Our coordinating producer is Matt Gant. Our managing producer is Tanja Thigpen. Kate Young is our series producer. Our executive producers are Stephanie Jens, Jenny Lauer-Beckman, and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.